from Washington, this is VOA News. In Nigeria, local residents call for negotiations with Boko Haram. Talks between Ukraine and pro-Russian officials may be near. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. In the northern Nigeria town of Chibok, residents are calling for the government to negotiate with Boko Haram militants to earn the freedom of 200 schoolgirls abducted nearly 3 months ago. Friday, members of the Chibok community held a news conference in Abuja, the Nigerian capital, where they also called for greater security to protect Chibok and surrounding areas from Boko Haram. Nigeria's military has come under growing criticism that it's not doing enough to stop Boko Haram attacks. The abducted girls are still missing, and there have been more attacks and abductions. Ukraine is ready to hold a new round of talks with pro-Russian separatist leaders and Russian officials, according to Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko. Mr. Poroshenko's office said Friday that he told European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in a telephone call that he had suggested a time and a place Saturday for the talks and is waiting for confirmation from the other party. South Sudan is preparing to mark 3 years of independence on July 9th, but an ongoing conflict and faltering peace process have prompted some serious soul-searching about the country's political future. VOA's Gabe Josselo reports on efforts to push a political reset in the form of a transitional government.
While it should be a time of celebration, South Sudan continues to be torn apart by a power dispute between President Salva Kiir and his former deputy Riek Machar that turned violent late last year. The two leaders agreed in May to establish a transitional government of national unity. A month later, on June 10th, they set a 60-day deadline to form the interim government. But talks between the two sides have once again broken down due to opposition complaints about the exclusion of displaced people and groups in exile from the talks. Meanwhile, a group of British aid agencies warned this week that conflict, displacement, and a lack of donor funds could push some populations into famine in the coming weeks. Gabe Josselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
More details on these stories at voanews.com. At the World Cup, Germany has become the first team to reach four straight World Cup semifinals, defeating France 1-0 in quarterfinal action Friday in Rio de Janeiro. Riots have erupted in Jerusalem for a third day as a murdered Palestinian youth was laid to rest. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse hundreds of stone-throwing Palestinians in Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem and outside the walled Old City. Protesters burned tires and blocked roads. The clashes erupted on the first Friday of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan as residents buried Mohammed Abu Qudair, a 16-year-old Arab allegedly kidnapped and murdered by Jewish militants. Palestinians say it was a revenge killing for the murder of three Jewish teenagers, and anger spilled onto the streets. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The president of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region has asked his parliament to prepare for a referendum on independence. Masoud Barzani told the region's legislature in a speech Thursday that, quote, Now is the time to decide about our self-determination and not to wait for other people to decide for us, unquote. Mr. Barzani asked the lawmakers to form a committee to organize the referendum and pick a date for the vote. U.S. President Barack Obama pressed again for immigration reform Friday as he welcomed 25 new U.S. citizens in a special Independence Day naturalization ceremony at the White House. Mr. Obama said the new citizens, all U.S. service members or military spouses, are a reminder that America is and always has been a nation of immigrants.
If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier.
President Obama blames Republicans for delaying action on immigration reform and says he's now pursuing ways he can act without Congress. Mr. Obama's remarks Friday come as Americans celebrate the 238th anniversary of the country's independence from Britain. In the U.S., Hurricane Arthur, the first Atlantic hurricane of the season, has moved out to sea after making a landfall in North Carolina late Thursday. Arthur weakened after making landfall on the eastern U.S. coast with winds of 160 kilometers per hour, causing flooding and power outages, but no injuries. More news at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.